There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Still on. You know what's funny about this? Somebody asked me yesterday, Joe, hey, is this trip still on?
You're darn right.
And they asked me, they said, can I go? And I said, no.
What do you mean no?
I told them no. I told somebody no. Oh. I told them no. But then I was laughing when I said it.
Are you gatekeeping the New Orleans
trip? Yeah, this isn't your trip.
I'm not gatekeeping.
We are commandeering this thing.
No, it was when they asked me. They said, are you still, can I get on the bus? And I was like, no.
Dude.
And they laughed.
All right, by the way, because I'm sure some people are wondering after the announcement we made at 11 that we're going to start our biggest giveaway as the
midday. In life.
Yeah, in the life of this midday show starting tomorrow.
Biggest giveaway in life.
So it is this giveaway, and we'll tell you all the details tomorrow, so be tuned in. It's not about the Super Bowl trip. Now, you might be wondering. Eventually, we'll get to that.
I'm so excited about this, too.
The giveaway or the Super Bowl trip?
The giveway.
Me, too. It's going to be a great giveaway.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, everyone's going to love what we have to give away the next couple weeks here on the show. And everyone will love the Super Bowl trip if we can get there. Now, how we can help the Eagles get there by tomorrow, the trade deadline in the NFL. And, Hugh, I couldn't help but notice yesterday. In fact, before I even saw the facts on this, I texted Kyle. I was like, you know, I didn't see Bryce Huff on the field.
No, you know what's funny? He? I'm glad I didn't. Because we were talking about some of the prop bets that we were going to take yesterday. Boy, I'm glad I didn't take them.
Well, because you know why? Because
he didn't get the six
snaps yesterday for Bryce Huff. All right, let's hear from Sirianni after the game. What was going on? Why did Bryce Huff not play? Even the last drive where it's a pass rush situation. They're not running the ball there. Why no Bryce Huff?
Was Bryce Huff healthy? And if so, what would end up his limited usage?
You know, Bryce came off the field after walkthroughs. Again, won't talk too much about injury, but you know his hand was bothering him, and he was getting treatment in the locker room after warm ups. And so, you know, we were trying to protect him there.
What do you make of that,
man? Listen, Bryce Huff. I've been an advocate for Bryce Huff since he's been here. Man, that dog don't hunt. Mm. You are not in a position where you can allow your hand to keep you off the field, bro. That just sounds eerily fishy.
Well,
to me.
May I offer an alternative theory?
Okay,
because you said it's fishy, and I agree with it. It was fishy that he didn't really play yesterday. So Jeff McClain put this out this morning. Eagles defensive end Bryce Huff played just 6 of 54 defensive snaps.
Jeff McClain?
Yeah, and then he wrote this. It's fair to wonder, this is from McClain, it's fair to wonder if Huff is on the trade block ahead of Tuesday's trade deadline. So you're right, you can't let a hand keep you off the field. But if you're a team that doesn't want a player to get hurt because they want to trade him away, you can keep him off the field.
You think Jeff McClain like me, Joe?
Probably not.
We seen him in the building. He don't ever speak to nobody.
But he might be right on this. That's all.
No, that's what I was saying.
What do we think? Are they going to trade Bryce Huff tomorrow?
It might be. But who are you going to trade him to? The Jets?
Whoever take him.
The Jets?
I don't know.
The Jets might take him back.
Who's going to take him?
The Jets might take him back.
The contract is awful.
I agree.
I don't see.
Hugh.
He fell out of grace.
Dude, you don't
get 10 sacks by accident. I believe that.
You don't
get 10 sacks by accident,
he
man.
Might've.
He can play. He just can't play here.
Well, so doesn't
he fell out of grace.
Okay. Does it not say a lot that on a defense that's now hitting their stride and getting better, and we're seeing improvements from like each individual player, that he's not one of them? Maybe
he
just stinks.
Because Coach Fangio is doing what's comfortable for him, in which I can't be mad at him for doing that. Can't be mad at him for
it's
doing
working. I mean,
what's making. Can't be mad. But at the same time, it's at the detriment of a guy they just gave $51 million to.
All right. This season, Bryce Huff has 8 tackles.
Yeah, that's not
8. He plays in the front seven.
That sounds like my stat line my last year.
When you were good in cuts.
Do anything for
he was done. Put a fork in that kid. Yeah, what are we giving him all that money for?
Yeah, let's keep an eye on this one. I think the Eagles need to get a pass rusher by tomorrow, and I didn't anticipate one leaving. But you kept bringing this up, Hugh. You kept saying, well, if you bring a pass rusher in, who are you taking the snaps for? Well, I think we got our answer yesterday because they didn't give any snaps to Bryce Huff. We'll see when Sirianni speaks today. Any update on the injury front with both A.J. Brown, who we heard this morning avoided major injury, but we'll see, and the Huff thing. I mean, now, if he's hurt, he's hurt, right? Then that would make some sense. But if he's not that hurt, six snaps, something's going on.
On AJ, I did see the pro football doctor on Twitter say very limited missed time, very limited. He seems to be optimistic about AJ's injury.
Now, here's the issue, though, even with limited missed time. They have two games in the span of 4 days starting on Sunday.
How limited is the real question?
Right.
One game, maybe.
But that means
the Dallas game.
He's got to play the next Thursday, though, right? If it's like a 1.5-2 week injury, that could mean two division games. So.
If you can get him to 100% by Thursday, you hold him out against Dallas.
Of course.
Yeah.
The Commanders game matters way more.
Yeah,
I know
it does.
We're conditioned to say you had to beat the Cowboys.
Especially if Cooper Rush is in there.
That's true. Eagles are big favorites early on the week.
For the Brown bye.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Brown bye. Yeah. A little bye for Brown. 215-592-9494. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, let's see where the people came down today on the Twitter poll. Hugh, what's your guess on where more people came down? What hits you more from yesterday's game? Happy with the win or annoyed with Sirianni?
Oh, annoyed with Sirianni. Oh, no question about that. I live in Philadelphia.
You're back.
I know the finger. What was I about to say it wrong? I got my finger on the pulse.
Yeah, you know the finger.
So.
Yeah, just let that go.
That's why I paused for a minute because I'm like, I'm about to screw this up.
How about that D, baby?
I would say this was probably, I'm going to say close to 70%.
You are in, you're close. So 62%, their biggest takeaway was they're annoyed with Sirianni, 38% happy with the win.
But WIP is, we're always the negative ones.
No, man, listen.
They won the game.
This fan base, man, I can hear the boos on my radio. Shout out to Marilyn Mike. Would you hear the boos?
You sure they
weren't
saying coop?
No, they were booing.
What do you think of the coop?
That's pretty dope.
It's in the line of Hugh and Deuce.
That was pretty dope. By the way, hearing that the other night, I'm glad I did go out there on the field. Shout out to the Eagles for giving me a jacket. I gave it back. Brian, if you listen, I put the jacket back where you handed it to me.
Did they give you a Hugh when they announced your name as one of the Hall of Famers?
Wow.
Let's go.
It was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool.
That's got to be chills.
He cried.
And the pregame show, he said he wasn't going to.
No, he did. He said he. I kind of shed a tear too, because it was an awesome moment, man, to be out there with Coach Ramil and, you know, my old teammates Brian and both Brians, I should say. And it was pretty cool to be out there, man, and to see him and how much that moment meant to him. Yeah, it was. Trey was crying though.
Wow.
Trey was out there boo-hooing. So yeah, it was pretty cool to see, man.
I never thought about how much sometimes Hugh has to slum it. Like yesterday, you got to spend the day on the field with Eagles Hall of Famers, and then you got to talk football with Kyle and I. I mean, that's a big difference.
You know what? And even though a lot of times in the meeting, me and Kyle do not see eye to eye. I respect.
That doesn't sound like me.
I respect his opinion because he is the voice of the fan most times. But I think today he was more the voice of Coach Sirianni because he has skin in the game.
Well,
or hair.
Because the hair. Thing.
Yeah, he the hair.
We've lost
yeah.
Kyle when
Nothing
it comes
to do with it.
We've
Nothing
lost Kyle in the Sirianni conversation.
Yeah,
he's all Sirianni.
We should start doing outtakes of the morning talks and to see what's going on, because Joe is usually the voice of reason in those.
I'm just trying to keep everyone locked in because Kyle's yelling. You're in whatever planet you're in. I'm just trying to figure it out.
No, I was pretty good.
No,
this
you
morning.
Were locked in today.
Well, yeah, because I finally got my bed.
He was kind of pissed. I could sense.
Well, you know why? Because listen, the one thing that I do not like to do is be late for work. I just hate, you know, especially being African American. Being late for work is not where the wheelhouse that I want to be living in. That's not, because, you know, I don't. So this morning, I had to be a little late because the mattress people took their suite. Every other morning, they want to come early. But this morning, they want to come late.
We were just happy you made it at the time you did, because when you said you were still home at a certain time, I was like, I don't know what time
you're
going to get
here. Because I'm
but
sitting
you actually
there.
Made good time.
No, you know what's funny about my commute? The later I leave, the easier to commute.
Oh, you wait. So all the traffic was
like,
gone.
If I leave, but I don't want to, again, don't want to take that chance. I left like 20 minutes later than I normally leave.
And it worked out.
And it worked out, but still, you know, just don't like to be that, you know, that whole thing.
So do the Eagles, then the people in the Hall of Fame, do they know that you're on your way out of the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that you're losing sacks week by week?
Because every week I come with these spicy takes that y'all just can't handle.
Well, he loses the sack.
I have these spicy takes that are fire.
Yeah, if they knew
kinda
the
like
truth.
This fire Jack Daniels.
Yeah, well, this is good stuff. If they knew the truth that you didn't think defense mattered that much anymore. Meanwhile, our defense has turned this whole season around. Eric and Ben Salem, what's up, Eric?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Eric?
Hey, I just had some comments about Sirianni and everybody. They're on him a little bit about it. So maybe he's making some of these dumb decisions to see what is going to happen for the future. So he's making them against bad teams. So when he goes against a good team, he knows, hey,
crazy like
a
fox. See? Crazy like a fox.
Oh, you think this is like chess, not checkers.
Yeah.
I think he's playing a long game because later on down the road, he gets playing the Lions. He sees something, you know, oh, man, I can't do that because the package I got out there ain't going to work. I can't run that play. Look, some of the greatest pitchers in baseball would throw guys meatballs during the season to see what they were going to do. So later on, they throw them this, you know, they expect him the meatball. They get a slider or something, can't hit it out the park. So, I mean, there could be some stuff going on with him of why he's doing.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun stuff.
There's a method to his madness.
Off the wall.
There's method.
So, Eric, I actually don't think it's a crazy theory. I think you could be right. Like trying to see what his team could do, right? Like, what can I trust him in this spot? Are we as successful at the tush push as we used to be? Eric, I'm cool with that, but like we're this close to two losses because of it, right? The New Orleans game, they won it in the last minute, and then yesterday they saved it in the last minute. So I'm cool with the idea, but we got to be careful we don't lose games along the ride here.
Well, I mean, true. But, you know, like everybody talks about trust for the players and trust for the team. Like, you know, I don't think maybe he didn't have any feeling that he was in trouble because the defense was playing well, that, hey, I can do this. And my defense, you know, has got my back and all that. So it's trust on both ways. My offense is going to get it done. Oh, well, hey, they didn't get it done. Well, now my defense has got to get it done. But, I mean, I just think he's playing more long game than – just making dumb stuff.
You know what this is. You know what you're doing, Eric? Can I help you out?
Yeah.
You're coping. Eric.
No, maybe.
Eric. Hey, let me holler at you, man. Get on the couch real quick, Eric. You're coping right now. You see what it is, but you don't want to believe what it is. So, Eric, we're gonna do this. Well, I'm your therapist now. tell me exactly how you're feeling about what Coach Sirianni did, Eric. What did he exactly do?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of his decision making, but I guess I'm trying to validate it a little bit and have a different perspective and give him credit for being a decent coach and not just come down on him like, oh, you're just a big old dummy.
You know what we just did, Eric? We had a breakthrough. Eric, we had a breakthrough. Now, doesn't that make you feel better?
Yeah, they're winning games. So that's it.
And Eric, you know what? What we're going to do in this situation, two things can be true at the same time. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these wins. We can question whether or not the coach is sane. We can do that. But we can take these wins, and we can get ready to go to Louisiana because that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to go ahead, and every week, if he does something boneheaded, I'm going to call it out. But at the same time, I'm going to talk out of both sides of my mouth, and I'm going to say, whatever the record is that week, it's okay. Eric, it's all right.
Good phone call. I hope he feels better. It sounds like he did.
No, he did. We had a breakthrough. Yeah. I'm here for you, Eric. And if you need to call and talk to me any other time, dog, I got you. Boy, I'm here for you.
There's a lot of coping going on here.
No, it is, because I can hear it. I heard it, because, you know, I do that. When I'm riding in, and like yesterday, I'm like, damn, how am I? They lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. What I'm going to say tomorrow?
Yeah.
But then they won, and it's like, still wasn't a great. They won, but, I mean, it is.
Dude,
it don't feel great.
After the haircut I got Friday, a lot was going through my head Sunday.
No, a lot was going through your head when your hair was laying on the ground right here at that chair.
No, actually, nothing was going.
You know, people like to say there's a method to madness. Sometimes, guys, there's just madness. And yesterday, we had some madness. I'm not sure if there was really a method to it. 215-592.
It's all a part of being an Eagles fan.
94-94. All right, your phone call's coming up on the Eagles Sirianni decision-making. You can react to him beating Kelsey from Saturday. And our takes from the rest of the NFL coming up at 1:30, including what Jerry Jones is saying about their joke of a Cowboys team.
What have I done to deserve this?
And all your calls. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Whether you're tailgating at the stadium or hosting at home with your friends and family, nothing beats Hatfield for pork. Nothing beats Hatfield pork for game days. I got so excited I said it too fast. From marinated pork tenderloins to bacon to ground pork and sausage, Hatfield has all your game day winners. Whip up a cheesy chorizo or bacon-wrapped tater tots and bring the flavor to your party. This weekend, make sure pork is on your fork. Visit simplyhatfield.com for the best game day recipes and to find a store near you. Find your flavor.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.